Helping Hand. Each Friday afternoon, Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we're learning about Halekipa services for at-risk and high-risk youth through shelter, support, and advocacy services and outreach on Maui, Oahu, Kauai, and Hawaii Island, professional counseling, and more. We're privileged to learn more ourselves. Program coordinator, Alika Campbell, welcome to HPR and thanks for coming down here.
Thanks for having me.
Try to describe the services that you offer that are utilized or needed the most.
Sure. Well, Halekipa, we do foster homes, we do group homes, we have independent living program for youth transitioning out of foster care, a couple of different programs that work with runaway homeless youth. I'm in charge of those. Family-based wraparound services in the community.
What's that, a family-based wraparound service?
Community-based program where instead of removing youth from homes, we try to bring the services to the youth and the families.
Like outpatient care?
Correct.
How do the programs work? Talk about what happens once they're there.
Sure. We really try to meet youth where they're at, really try to be partners with them and empower them to make choices and, hey, where are you at? What do you need? What do you want? And how do we help you get there? As opposed to being overly directive and saying you must do X, Y, and Z. I mean, they don't have to open up. They don't have to share. They don't really have to do any of it. It's really a privilege to be allowed in and try to make a difference.
Are the same services offered throughout the state?
Different islands have different services. Most of our services, shelter-wise, are Oahu-based. Our folks really come from
all background,
total spectrum of everybody. My particular program, I work with runaway homeless youth down in Waikiki. Disproportionately, it's youth coming out of families in intergenerational poverty, intergenerational substance use.
Are they local or they come from the mainland too?
About 85% Oahu residents, split the remaining 15% between neighbor island and out-of-state folks, pretty much local folks.
What on the preventative side are you guys having out there?
We have a new program going now that is our sort of vocational educational program. We're trying to do sort of alternative school credit recovery programs. So we've got our voc ed program doing that kind of stuff. We're in the process of opening up a doggy daycare program, which is kind of a new interesting thing for us. We're going to have youth sort of learning how to take care of the animals, as well as maybe learning a little bit of running the business kind of stuff. Ideally, helping to train them going forward, as well as providing quality doggy daycare.
Miracle creatures.
Sure.
So selfless, too.
And not exactly formalized pet therapy.
I don't know how formalized it needs to be.
Right.
To be therapeutic when it comes to a
totally
wonderful time spent with a fuzzy critter. Can people adopt a program or location?
Oh, I'm sure they could. Sure.
So what are some of the things we could do to help you?
Financial donations are always welcome, but we're also always in need of school supplies, youth-friendly clothing, socks. They're pretty much living out of their backpacks, stuff like that, hygiene items. We do take volunteers to do sort of service projects, half-day fix-up, clean-up,
handyman kind of
stuff. If you have sort of other skills, we're kind of always open to brainstorming about ideas.
Grant writing, legal representation.
I think all of anything and everything. Call us and I think and say, hey, I want to help. We'll probably find a way to plug you into something. The street outreach program, we're serving 4,000 plus meals a year.
So you need help in that area.
We need help in that area. We need food. We need supplies.
Does the food, food donations directly?
We can always use food donations.
Okay.
Backpacks, rain ponchos, blankets.
Sounds like plenty for Santa to get busy on. Halekipa.org, 589-1829.
Correct.
At HawaiiPublicRadio.org, we've got all their contact information and full interview.
Can I just put in one more plug right
there?
You
can put in so many plugs. I'm about that.
Right on. If you jump on the website, there's also a little section about human resources. So if you're looking for a career in this field, check out the opportunities. And we're always looking for foster parents. Love and foster homes are golden.
So that's a need.
And so we're always kind of in need for somebody that's willing to foster a punk teenager with a bad attitude.
Give people a lot of different options. I think it gives a lot more chance that one of them can get taken. The door is always open to you guys. If there's ever an emergency and there's something we can do to help you out in a few months, you have some new programs or you just want to refresh people on what's going on, reach out. Alika Campbell, Program Coordinator, Halekipa. On behalf of all the people that you've helped so far and all the folks out there in need that you're going to try to help out, thanks for doing what you do.
Right on. Thanks for having us. Very cool meeting you and talking story for a little bit.